See, it's bios. That's where we get the word biology, the study of life. Bios is life, all right? And so the Father divided his bios. The Father divided his life. Can you hear that? The younger son was drawn to the mirage of a far land, and a few days later, he traveled to that land, a Gentile land. Now, you have to understand, if you're not Hebrew, you're a Gentile, right? So what are we? We're Gentile, right? Yeah. So, well, tell me something. I got to stop right here for a minute. Do we ever do that? Do we ever pull up roots whenever we have an issue or a problem in our life and just go somewhere where no one knows us? I don't know about women, but guys sometimes feel safe in that, don't we? Yeah. I remember something bad happened to me in my life, and I pulled up roots from Kansas City where all my family was and my friends that I went to school with, and I went to Miami, Oklahoma. I was a chemist down there. Guess who I found down there that I knew? Nada. Zip. No one. Praise God, I ran into a little Baptist church one day, and the people in that church helped me out a lot. God does amazing things in that way. You know what? You know the old saying, the grass is always greener where? Yeah. We never look at our neighbor's car and our neighbor's house or our neighbor's husband and wife and go, I wish I had that. We never do that, do we? Mm-mm. Now, I've been at other churches where people thought that way, but I know. Teenagers, we never look at our friends and see how we think, how free we think our friends are, and say, oh man, I wish I had your parents. They don't make you get in at 10 o'clock. Anyway, we find out over a period of time that he spent all of his money on wild living, and then a severe famine hit. He began to be hungry and be in need, and so he tried to find a job. And where did he find himself working? Remember? Feeding the pigs. Has anyone here ever worked, or slopped around is a better way of putting it, in a pig farm? Yeah. This preacher has too. Some days were not very pretty. Well, I want to step back for a second and just bring a couple things to your attention. Remember, Jesus is talking to who? Jesus is talking to Jews. Not only is this son in a Gentile land, not only is this son working for a Gentile, you hear the power behind that word when you're thinking about it from a Jewish perspective. These Gentiles are lost people. They believe in multiple gods. I mean, they believe their car is a god and their money is a god. Oh, wait, that's today, isn't it? The Gentile people believe in many gods, a sun god and Eros god and all these other gods that are on all these mountains over there, right? Well, he's slopping around in a pig pen feeding the pigs. Now, swine or pigs were an abomination to Jews. They were as low could get. Not only do they eat the dirt and mud and whatever else is in that dirt and mud, they also eat their own young. They are an abomination to the Jews. Terrible, you never want to be around it. So from the perspective of the listening Jews, do you understand what he's going through? Do you see where Jesus is putting this young man that wished his father dead and collecting his inheritance? And he squandered it. And now he's working for a Gentile with his pigs. So complete was the younger son's fall, and so desperate was his need that he wanted to eat. This is a Jew. He wanted to eat what he was feeding, the very pigs, which he believed were impure and dirty and immoral. He had neither family nor community to help him because he had separated himself from everyone who loved him. Do you hear that? Do we ever find ourselves in a quandary like this? Have you been ever so desperate that you would do just about anything, even eat the food that you're feeding the pigs. Have you ever felt so alone? Well, those of you that have worked in a pig pen, can you imagine the slop? And I can just picture in my mind this guy down on his knees with the slop up on his legs, saying, "Dear God, what have I done?" Have we ever been there? And the Bible says something interesting. The Bible says he came to himself. You ever get hit in the face with that? When you finally realize how bad we've screwed up.